You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with some news from the share market. Billionaire investor Rakesh Jhunjhunwala sold 30 lakh shares of auto giant Tata Motors during the April-June quarter. The latest shareholding pattern available on the stock exchanges shows. The ace investor trimmed his stake in the company after holding steady for two quarters, prior to which he had increased his stake in the Tata Group firm. Shares of Tata Motors have fallen 9.8% so far this year. During the April-June quarter, the stock fell 4.85% and now trades at ₹450 per share. The auto giant stock has been trading weak since October 2021, in line with the headline indices. Rakesh Jhunjhunwala, at the end of the April-June quarter, holds a 1.09% stake in Tata Motors with 3.62 crore equity shares. This is down from 3.92 crore equity shares the big bull held at the end of the previous quarter. With the recent sale of shares by Rakesh Jhunjhunwala, his holding in Tata Motors is down at the lowest since he first bought shares of the company in September 2020 after the stock was beaten down by the COVID-19 pandemic. In some more market news, investment in the Indian capital markets through participatory notes declined to ₹80,090 crore till June end, making it the lowest level in 20 months on aggressive rate hike by the US Federal Reserve. With the continued global uncertainty and volatility, experts believe that investment through P-notes will be volatile in the near future. Participatory notes, also known as P-notes, are issued by registered foreign portfolio investors to overseas investors who wish to be a part of the Indian stock market without registering themselves directly. They, however, need to go through a due diligence process. According to the Securities and Exchange Board of India data, the value of P-note investments in Indian markets, equity, debt and hybrid securities stood at ₹80,092 crore at June end, compared to ₹86,706 crore at May end. This was the lowest level since October 2020 when investment through the route was at ₹78,686 crore. The June figure also marks the second consecutive monthly decline in investment numbers. Moving on, Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal on Tuesday said that solar energy, infrastructure, military cooperation and startup ecosystem are four critical areas where India can be a valuable partner to African nations. The trade between India and African countries has been pretty balanced with exports of trade and services of about USD 40 billion and imports of USD 49 billion, Goyal said while speaking at the inauguration of 17th CII Exim Bank Enclave. Goyal said that India and South African countries can work in several areas to bring cost-effective, affordable, and truly designed for local population solutions in several areas. He said both the countries are blessed with significant amount of sunlight and solar power can be one area of engagement between Africa and India. In another development, the Supreme Court has said that Army personnel will be entitled to disability pension only if the disability is attributable to military service or was aggravated by such service and if such condition is more than 20%. A bench of justices, Abhay S. Oka and M.M. Sundaresh, was hearing an appeal filed by the centre challenging an order of the Armed Forces Tribunal which granted disability pension to Army personnel. The top court agreed with the submission of additional Solicitor General K.M. Natraj that there has to be a reasonable connection between the injury sustained by a member of the armed forces resulting in disability and the military service. Meanwhile, General Electric has announced the much-awaited split of its various business units into three companies. The partition will see General Electric create separate companies over the next few years, which will house its healthcare business and energy business, leaving GE with the aviation business. GE had announced last November that it will form three industry-leading global public companies focused on the growth sectors of aviation, healthcare, and energy. The American conglomerate will begin the process by executing a tax-free spin-off of GE Healthcare in early 2023. Building on a more than 100-year history, the GE Healthcare name and monogram will serve as an enduring badge of safety, quality, trust and innovation, GE said in a release. After the spin-off, GE Healthcare will be listed on the Nasdaq Global Select Market under the ticker symbol GEHC. At last, let's hear how the stock market performed today. Domestic benchmark indices managed to extend gains in a choppy session amid gains in PSU and select private banks, financial services and select heavyweight stocks. The S&P BSE Sensex surged 246 points higher to close at 54,768, while the NSE Nifty 50 reclaimed 16,300 mark to end at 16,341. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.